Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Did you guys explore any more of the cave?
We went a little deeper into the cave, past the turn. It's caved in, so it looks like we've explored as much as we can.
We should head back to camp before it gets dark.
Yeah, I just want to get the hell out of here. That cave is creepy.
You guys are a bunch of babies.
At least we're not dead babies.
Good one!
Guys, I thought we agreed no more dead baby jokes.
Yeah, guys.
Says the culprit who started the dead baby jokes.
Hey, I didn't start the trend. I just embraced it.
Okay, well, I'm finishing the trend. No more dead baby jokes.
Listeners, you're witnessing the end of a golden era. We got back to camp from our hike just a little while ago, and I've been messing around with the old recorder, and it's completely functional. The mic's not half bad for its time either, but the playback is a little scratchy and muted, but it could be really fun to use for the rest of our adventures.
And while this nerd was tweaking with the old recorder,
I was planning our kick-ass morning hike for tomorrow.
Hot dogs are ready.
Ugh. Listeners, we made it.
Wow, this view.
I know, right? I wouldn't mind staying here all day.
Yes, please. Let's never move from this location. I don't want to ever have to take that horrible trail ever again. My shins are on fire.
That's the spirit, buddy.
Oh, God, tell me you brought the food bars.
Food bars?
Granola bars or whatever, I don't care, just feed me.
Do you want blueberry or lemon zest?
Blueberry? Lemon zest? What? Where's the chocolate chips, the caramel drizzle?
Oh, dude, these are way healthier for you.
Hey, guys, come here, you gotta check this out.
Just give me a minute to eat this. Blueberry granola bar and be miserable.
Seth, man, you should really check this out. Mike, you too.
Fine. Ugh. Whoa, you're right. This view is almost worth the last hour of agony. What did you want us to see?
See that down there? The little clearing in the trees at the base of the peak?
I don't think so. Where? Oh! Listeners, Brandon here. Say hi, Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Good enough. Brandon has pointed out a small concrete structure in the middle of a clearing at the base of the peak on which we stand currently. It's hard to make it out from up here, but it looks like there is a chain link fence around the concrete structure.
So what you think? Should we go down there? Then we can see what we can break into.
Can you break into a place that's abandoned?
Seth, are we gonna go down there?
My shins be damned, it's worth it. Let's do this.
You're not finishing your granola bar?
Yuck, I have a bag of Lay's waiting back at camp for me. Greasy, salty, fattening Lay's. We're lost.
We're not lost.
Where are we then, Mike?
Hey guys, I think we've made it back onto Overlook Trail.
Okay, maybe we're not lost.
Told you, we're actually really close to camp.
Maybe we should just go back to camp then. I'm starving.
I'm with Brandon. We should get some food and then we could try to go back to the concrete structure after lunch.
I don't know how we missed it, but I could really go for those potato chips right about now.
Fine, but we are going back after lunch.
Finally back at camp, and it's time for lunch. Today, it's hot dogs, which just so happens to be what we're having for dinner for the next 3 days. And my chips are all gone. Okay, that's it. Aaron, let's go down to town. I can't eat another hot dog.
Finally!
So, Seth left his mic up here, and I decided I'd fill everyone in on the situation. Obviously, Brandon and I bought hot dogs because they're easy to cook and filling, but no, that's not good enough for us. Brandon and I decided we'd plan out our next hike so we'd be sure not to miss that thing we saw on the last hike. It turns out there's a fork in the trail that goes right past the spot that we saw that concrete structure. So, I think after we have some real food, we're going to hike back over. But here's the thing. The first half of the trail is the same one we took this morning, which Seth hated. This will be perfect.
Hey there. How y'all doing this afternoon?
We're doing pretty good. Just relaxing before we take a hike. We're just waiting for a couple of our friends to get back in town for some grocery shopping.
I see you've made camp here. Are you from around these parts? You don't look too familiar.
Actually, we're from the Denver area. We came up to celebrate our graduation.
Well, that's nice. Have you ever been up here before?
No, our friend had read about this place and recommended we come up here.
You read about it?
Yeah, some author named Don Parker or something like that.
I see. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but this area is restricted.
Actually, we thought this was owned by the United States Forest Service.
It is, but the area is off limits. Closed down for the season. We've been seeing an influx of bear activity in the area and would like to keep the public safe. I'm going to have to ask you to all leave the premises.
Ma'am, we just got here. We didn't mean any trouble.
Yeah, we'll get out of here right away, sir. I mean, ma'am. Well, as soon as our friends get back.
That'll be just fine. There's an approved campsite just 23 miles east of here.
Sure, that shouldn't be a problem.
All right, well, I'll be back tonight to see that you and your friends have left. Be careful out here.
Goodbye! Hey. Man, that's crazy. I haven't seen any bears. I guess we should start packing.
This sucks. What about the hike?
That's bogus. We are going on this hike. We haven't seen any bears out here. We'll be fine.
Seth and Aaron aren't going to want to stick around if they hear about bears.
Which is why we aren't going to tell them. Look, we'll go on the hike after lunch, come back, and then pack up camp. It'll take like 20 minutes, and then we'll be gone before the ranger comes back. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I guess that will be all right.
I don't know, Mike.
We'll be fine. We haven't seen any bears, and even if we did, we're a force to be reckoned with. We have the crowbar and knives.
I guess. And Aaron has some bear mace, too.
And we didn't see any bears yesterday or last night.
It's settled, then. We won't tell Aaron or Seth till after the hike, and then we'll get out of here before the ranger comes back to check in so we don't get any trouble. Now, you guys want to go for a swim?
I'm down.
I'm good. I'll wait till Aaron and Seth get back. We're back!
Hey, Allie, do you have my mic?
I think Mike took it.
Why do you give it to him?
I don't know, I just thought he wanted to, like, say hi on it or something.
It's fine, just... did he turn it off?
I really don't know, I'm sorry. Oh, wait, here it is. But I really don't know how to see...
Here, I'll take that. Jesus, you guys almost drained the entire battery. That's all I had for this weekend. Now we won't have it for the hike, and now I'll have to go into town and charge it tomorrow. Dang it!
What's up?
Mike drained my entire battery.
Well, do you have a charger?
Well, thanks to Aaron, I got to charge the mic up to full capacity with a car charger, and now we get to continue on our audio adventure. I guess Mike has another route plan for the return hike, and he wants us to go now. I was hoping to relax after this morning, but Allie and Brandon are a bit anxious to get going, too. This should be exciting. Wait, these aches, these pains, they feel familiar. I thought you said we were taking a different route. This is the same path we went up this morning.
What? No.
Yes, it is. There's that gosh darn tree with the pink ribbon. Allie took a photo of it this morning.
Man, this low altitude must be getting to your head. Do you need some gosh darn water?
I'm not some Californian mom landing in Colorado for the first time. We passed this tree. Mike, I thought we were taking a different route back to the structure.
I said no such thing.
You're the worst. This is the hardest hike in the area. I think you enjoy seeing us suffer.
Or maybe Mike is taking us deep into the woods so he can kill us.
Nah, he's probably just trying to find some bears so he can watch them shower.
Are we talking about Mike's obsession with bears?
I'm not obsessed. I did one paper on them once, and I said they were smart animals.
You also said that they showered, and that you always wanted to see a bear shower.
What? I never said that.
Yes, you did.
I did not. How would you know?
We were in Connolly's class together.
I didn't say I wanted to watch a bear shower.
Okay, but actually, how close are we?
Closer than we were 5 minutes ago.
I hate you so much right now. Listeners, we're standing outside the concrete structure we saw earlier today. There's a few meters of grass.
Meters? Seriously, man. What a stupid form of measurement.
Sorry, feet of grass between the structure and the rusted chain link fence that surrounds it. The concrete structure itself is maybe a few square feet around, rounded on top, with an old green metal door.
That looks a lot like the one in the mine.
You're kind of right. Different shape, but same color.
The structure is maybe 6 feet tall and about 4 feet wide. Oh, and there are yellow signs all over the fence saying it's electric. So Mike, being the smart guy he is, has decided to take it upon himself to test this. Thus far, he has already thrown a stick at the fence, and we witnessed no explosion of sparks. So we move on to test two. Mike is going to touch the fence.
Mike!
Shit!
Gotcha.
You dick!
So, are we climbing over it, or...
Well, there's a door over there.
I'm sure that must be locked.
Looks unlocked to me.
Okay, fine. The old rusted fence wasn't locked, but surely this bunker is. There's no way someone leaves an unlocked bunker out here. Honestly, chances are this is some old abandoned military installation. In which case, it's most definitely locked.
I don't know, man. There's a big handle there. How about this? I bet you $10 it's unlocked.
Oh, you're on. Oh, you've got to be joking.
Pay up! Check this out. Looks like there's a ladder that goes down. Who wants to go first?
Mike, this is up your alley.
Sure. Anyone got a flashlight?
You didn't bring your own?
I've got the small little dinky one.
You can borrow my lighter.
Allie, give me yours.
What? My lighter's not good enough for you?
Oh, what is this? A 70s concert?
What do you think is down there?
If I had to guess, I'd say it's probably a Titan missile station.
What's a Titan missile station?
During the Cold War, the U.S. built a bunch of secret underground bunkers to launch missiles from, just in case the Russians ever attacked us.
Oh yeah, aren't there a bunch of them in Colorado?
Yeah, but they're all abandoned. They were too expensive to maintain, so the government shut them all down. Well, props to you, Mike. I am thoroughly surprised. I didn't think we'd make it out here.
I thought you'd like it.
How long is the climb?
I don't know, two, maybe three stories. Shouldn't be too bad.
Ugh.
So, Aaron, since I am risking my life and scouting ahead, will you please give me your light?
You planned this trip. You should have been prepared.
Prepared? Don't talk to me about being prepared. You were the Girl Scout.
Being prepared is the Boy Scout's motto, you idiot.
Quit it, you two.
I could really use some light. Could you guys at least shine the flashlights down this direction?
Fine.
How's that?
That's better. Thanks, ladies.
See anything interesting down there, Mike?
Why don't you come see for yourself, cowboy?
Well, does everything look safe?
I'm fine, if that's what you're asking. But seriously, I still can't see the bottom. You guys should probably start following down with the lights if you want me to see anything. Come on, Seth.
All right, here I come.
I'll take the end. Aaron and Allie, you go ahead.
Because of the dark?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, how are we looking down there? Mike?
Mike, this isn't funny.
Guys, what should we do?
Guys!
Ah!
Shit! Whoa, what's your deal?
You scared the piss out of me! You asshole!
Sorry.
But you won't believe how crazy everything looks down here.
Wow.
Hey guys, can you keep the lights pointed in this direction? I'm kind of freaking out right now.
Oh yeah. Sorry, Brandon.
You're doing great, buddy.
But seriously, guys, do you think there might be a light switch down here? I'm not feeling so great.
Actually, man, now that you mention it, I did just see one of those big power levers.
Come on, Mike, you're stealing all my thunder. How am I supposed to be a cool adventurer if you keep finding everything?
It's right here.
Hey, give me my flashlight back.
Loser.
Whoa. Can I pull it? I think it's jammed.
Step aside. Let the professional handle it.
The professional what? Lever puller?
I'm sure all of us together could get it down.
All right, maybe Seth should stand over here.
Yeah,
okay.
Just
okay.
Hang
on. Okay,
hurry,
right.
Hurry. I'm cramping.
All right, ready?
Yeah, okay. You're going to pull it now? Here we go.
Why are your hands so sweaty? All right.
Oh,
woo-hoo!
Okay.
Yeah.
What a jip.
Yeah, that was anticlimactic.
I bet that's what she said.
Should we try turning it on and off again?
It's not a computer, it's...
A facility-wide military generator.
Well, yeah, but...
Okay, this place is actually creepier with the lights on.
Hey, where's Allie?
Oh, crap. Who saw her last?
She had a flashlight. I thought I saw her go out through that door.
You don't think that...
Guys, you gotta check this out!
What'd you find?
Just come!
Do I have to?
Would you rather stay here, in the dark, by yourself?
Good point.
It's just the room across the hall.
Are you pansies gonna go back up to the surface and leave all this exploring for Seth, Allie, and me?
Seth, Allie, and I.
Whatever. Are you guys gonna leave us, like you did at the caves?
Oddly enough, I actually feel safer in here than I did in those caves.
Yeah, I'm sure you're used to dark, dingy places.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Sorry, what's that? Can't hear you. I'm having fun exploring.
Wait up, I don't have a flashlight. You guys coming?
I mean, why not? We already broke into a top secret facility.
I don't think they monitor these places. All the old Titan missile silos are off limits, but no one really cares.
If we get caught and go to jail, I'm blaming you.
They wouldn't send us to jail. They'd exile us. Duh.
Oh, because that's so much better.
I wouldn't mind going to Cuba.
Come on, hurry up!
What is this place?
Call me crazy, but this doesn't seem like a missile launch site at all.
Allie Cat, where you at?
Allie?
Jesus!
Oh my gosh!
Shit!
Gotcha!
Did you really have to do that, Allie? I already get it enough from these guys.
That was a good one, I have to admit.
You know, this kind of reminds me of one of those asylum observatory rooms.
Aw, man, don't say that. I'm the one standing in the padded room.
Hey, Allie, not to make things worse, but...
Is that blood on the wall behind you? And it looks like whatever was on your side was trying to get out. See the cracks in the glass?
Cracks? What do you mean, blood? Oh, shit, I'm coming back to you guys. Ew.
Jesus, finally, I do not want to go back in there.
I'd be more worried about whatever was trying to get out.
What do you mean?
Well, something left giant fist-shaped cracks in the glass. I doubt it was you. See?
Holy shit.
Allie, calm down. Mike's just making up nonsense.
I don't know.
Man, I didn't realize how trash this place was.
You don't think any of these computers work, do you?
I mean, if the generator worked, I'm guessing the computers would too. Unless they're rusted, CRTs were notorious for decaying over time.
Nothing on these ones. What about you?
Wait, I think maybe... Nope, nothing over here either.
Maybe the papers say something?
There are a lot of papers. Maybe try looking for any manila envelopes that say top secret on them?
This isn't a spy movie. People don't do that.
Found one.
Wait, really?
You're joking.
Yeah, I'm joking. I just wanted to get Seth's hopes up.
You're cruel. Jeez, it's dusty down here.
So what now? We go back up?
you heard the voices of Bear Omundson as Seth, Vin Ernst as Aaron, James Brunt as Brandon, Maddie Moore as Allie, Jacob Thorne as Mike, and Kristen Van Etten as Ranger Joan. Written and directed by Pacific Obadiah and Larissa Fleming, and edited by Pacific Obadiah, with help from Maddie Moore. Our music is provided by It's Teeth. You can find him on Spotify or Bandcamp. This show was brought to you by Midnight Disease Productions, with help from Met Media and Freesound, where we've acquired most of our sound effects. For a full list of proper attributions and credits, please visit mymetmedia.com. There, you can also find additional information about the show, as well as any extras and behind-the-scenes content that we've been producing.